from the smallest to the largest, concluding concepts essentially, electrons, neutrons and protons are the building blocks of atoms. Atoms are the building blocks of molecules, and molecules are the building blocks of tiny subcellular structures that comprise cells. Cells are the building blocks of organs, such as the brain, heart, kidneys, liver, etc. The organs are essentially the building blocks of higher organisms. Calling cells or organs building blocks is, of course, an oversimplification. Cells and organs are actually very complex machines from the perspective of chemistry and physics. Chapter 10: A Brief Look at Life from the Perspective of Physics and Related Concepts. Introduction: I provide it a brief look at chemistry in the previous chapter, because it provides valuable insights into the biological sciences. A brief examination of physics can also provide insight that will be helpful in understanding living things. The laws of physics that apply to machines and other inanimate objects also apply to living things. Living things behave according to the laws of physics and chemistry. This includes both the internal and external processes of living things. An interesting example can be seen with the human body. It produces electric currents that can be measured with a highly sensitive electric meter. The electrical pulses can also be amplified and displayed on an oscilloscope or computer screen. In fact, many medical devices use the laws of physics to evaluate the health of the various body organs. Two examples are the cardiogram and the electroencephalogram. A cardiogram consists of a recording of electrical pulses from the human body that relate to the functioning of the heart. An electroencephalogram is a recording of electrical pulses from the brain. The muscles in the human body are essentially electrochemical devices. The nerves that control the muscles are also electrochemical devices. If you attach very sensitive electric devices to muscles, you will pick up an electric current. The nerves activate the muscles with electric currents. Interestingly, there are electronic devices that are designed to put an electric current into the muscles to activate them. These machines create electric pulses that are more or less similar to the electric pulses produced and transmitted by nerves. These devices have some therapeutic purposes. They can be used to exercise muscles, especially when the patient has difficulties with the nerves that control the muscles. For curiosity, I tried one of these devices at my doctor's office, with the assistance of a medical technician. The device actually causes control muscle movements. My arm and shoulder moved about 8 inches upward, automatically, when the machine was turned on. The sensation was quite strange, because I was not trying to make any movements, but the machine had taken control of my arm and shoulder muscles, and it repeatedly moved my arm and shoulder up and down. There are electric devices similar to the above that are used for pain control. They put electric currents into sections of the body to interfere with the electric pulses that relate to pain. Thus, the human body can be thought of as an electrochemical machine, which obeys the laws of physics and chemistry, in the same way as inanimate objects do. If you want more information on the machines described above, and related concepts, consult the following websites. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.